The grapevine was a very familiar sight in Jesus' day. And Jesus used the grapevine to teach us some very important things.
Jesus said, "I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it'll be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples."
Thank you very much. Okay, so the first thing to say about the grapevine is that it was originally used as a symbol of the nation of Israel in the Old Testament. Israel was like a grapevine. It was meant to be fruitful, bearing good fruit to bless others. Israel was meant to show the world around them how good it was to live in relationship with God. But Israel failed to do this. At many points in their history, they chose to turn away from relationship with God to worship idols made from wood and metal instead. At other times, they kept God's blessings strictly to themselves, refusing to share them. So Jesus came, leaving heaven to come to earth 2,000 years ago. Jesus told his followers that he was the true vine. He was the source of life for people, everlasting life, as we see in John 1, verse 4. And they, his followers, were the branches, called to bear good fruit to his Father's glory. So we see there the good fruit that you're holding there with the grapes. When we choose to follow Jesus, we too are drawn into a life-giving relationship with him. We are like the grapes that Jesus calls to be good fruit. Not fruit like green, red, or black grapes, but good fruit of living lives that honour him, which we will discover a bit more about later. So there we have our theme as we continue through this year. We're at six of the seven I Ams, with today being I Am the Vine. So we have said that Jesus calls us to bear good fruit, the fruit of living lives that honour him. But what exactly does that mean? What is the good fruit that God wants to see in our lives? Well, let's listen to what Paul says in Galatians chapter 5. Verses 22 and 23, it says, "And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law." So, in that reading that we just heard, there are nine different qualities that St. Paul calls the fruit of the Spirit. The lovely fruit that grows in our lives when we follow Jesus. So, I've now got a quiz. Okay, so we have here the fruit of the Spirit. And I've got them in alphabetical order. If any teachers point out that I've got it wrong, I apologise. I am dyslexic, so it's allowed. And Mark, as the congregation get these right, we need you to put a bit of fruit on the squares that they get right. So the first one, here's your clue, and I need you guys to shout out which one you think it is. So clue number one, I am willing to sacrificially give all that I have and all that I am to you so that you are blessed. I am what? Love. It is love, if you want to put a bunch of grapes on love. So we have one of the nine. Clue number two, I will not say whatever comes into my head, but will be careful what words I speak to you. I haven't finished yet. Good grief, you're spoiling my job here. When I have a bag of sweets or a packet of biscuits, you see, this bit's important for you guys, sweets and biscuits. When I have a bag of sweets or a packet of biscuits, I won't eat them all at once, but will share them with you. When I am cross with you, I won't punch you or swear at you. I am... You were right the first time. It's self-control, yes. Clue number three. And wait for it all to finish. I know that your feelings are tender, so I won't be rough when I speak to you. I won't push you around or intimidate you, but will treat you with respect. I am... I'm hearing three different options here. Someone said goodness, someone said gentleness, someone said kindness. Okay, we've now got four. I know your feelings are tender, so I won't be rough when I speak to you. That's gentleness. Gentleness. Let's put a bit of fruit on gentleness. Okay, number four. I am happy inside even when I go through difficult times because I know that I am loved and that Jesus is with me every step of the way. I am joy. It is joy. If we can have a bunch of grapes on joy, that was much clearer. Number five, halfway there. I am willing to wait for things to happen in God's perfect time because I trust him. I don't complain and grumble as I wait. I am, I saw a hand over there. Was that what you guys were going to say as well? Because it is patience. Number six, I will keep my promises to you even when it is really hard to do so. I will be a loyal friend to you even if you get sick or have other problems. I won't join in with you, join in with people who say horrible things about you behind your back, but will stand up for you. I am, let's have you shouting it out. Good news is, most people are shouting out the right one. It's faithfulness. It's getting a bit easier. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read out three without putting any fruit up. So you've got to choose one, two, or three for goodness, kindness, and peace. Okay, so the first one I'm going to read out is, I will find ways to make your life better. I might help you with a job that needs doing. I might write you an encouraging letter or comfort you when you are sad or tell you about the love of Jesus. So that's number one. Second one, I feel calm inside because I know that because of Jesus, all of my sins have been forgiven. I know that I am a loved child of God. Even when difficult things happen in my life, I still have this calm inside of me. So that's number two. And the third one, I try to do the things that will please my Heavenly Father, like serving other people, visiting the sick, and giving some of what I have to those who are poor. I choose to be honest and not to lie. I keep away from people doing bad things as I don't want to join in. Okay, so that's one, two, and three. Which one do you think is goodness out of 1, 2 or 3? 1 and 3. Let's go for a vote. Hands up if you think it's 1. Hands up if you think it's 3. 3's got the most votes. Just as well, it is kindness. Sorry, hang on, no, my brain is failing me. Goodness is what I was looking for, and it is number 3. My brain has failed me there. I was looking at number 1 there, but you guys said number 3, which is goodness. Right. You're confusing me now with all of this, the different numbers. So if we think that that's goodness, that means that we've got number 2 and number 3. Which one was peace and which one was kindness? You are correct. So kindness is about making people's lives better, encouraging them and so on. Peace is about having that calm inside. And goodness is about trying to do what it is that God wants us to do. So thank you very much for your help there, Mark. Thank you very much for your answers. And so I wonder, with all those 9 fruits of the Spirit, wonder which fruit you need God to grow more fully in your lives. You see, God wants to grow good fruit in our lives because his purpose for our lives is to make us more and more like Jesus. When we think about the fruit of the Spirit, we see all of it in Jesus' character, don't we? Jesus is love, pure love. He is full of joy and peace and patience. He is kind, he is good and faithful. He is full of gentleness and self-control. If we are to become like Jesus, which is the whole point of being followers of Jesus, if we're to be like Jesus and to bear this good fruit of the Spirit, Jesus says that we need to stay connected to him. That makes sense. On a grapevine, the branch that is connected to the vine bears fruit because it is connected to the source of life. And so, it will get all the water and the nutrients that it needs as it flows down the vine. And in due course, fruit will appear naturally because it's attached to the source of life. And it's the same with us. When we are connected to Jesus, the source of life, the Holy Spirit will fill our lives, and in due course, good fruit will appear naturally. And it's without us needing to struggle or strive. It happens naturally. However, Jesus also talked about branches that didn't stay connected to the vine. He said that these branches would bear no fruit. And that also makes sense, doesn't it? See, a branch separated from the source of life cannot produce good fruit, no matter how hard it tries. On our own, without being connected to Jesus, we cannot consistently be patient and kind, at peace and full of joy. We need the powerful Holy Spirit within us if we're going to bear good fruit. So can I encourage you today to stay connected to Jesus? And by staying connected, you will then bear good fruit that will bring him glory. Now, earlier in the service, when our grape tasters were tasting the different grapes and then giving them out to share with you, they didn't want to taste the rotten grapes, did you? You didn't want the rotten grapes. And because they knew that they were bad for them. See, when we sin and do the things that God doesn't want us to do, it's like we are bearing rotten fruit
that is bad for us and for those around us. So now let's turn to Father God and ask him to forgive us. Okay, so we've said that if we're going to bear the good fruit of the Holy Spirit, we need to stay connected to Jesus. So how do we do that? Well, the answer is actually very simple. We spend time with him. You see, in all of our relationships, be it with members of our family, our friends, or neighbours, we need to give time to them, don't we? So that we can get to know them. Nowadays, there's a lot of different ways of staying connected with people, aren't there? I mean, we could do the old-fashioned thing and speak face-to-face. We might chat to them on the telephone. Or we might go for some of the more often used ones nowadays of sending a text message, an email, speaking via social media, maybe even Zoom. One of the gifts that we have been given is to be able to stay connected to Jesus, and that is through the gift of prayer. So let's watch this video. So can I encourage you to stay connected to Jesus? Spend time with him. If you don't already have a special time when you spend time with him, think about what would work for you. Maybe you're the person that he was referring to when he said, when you're otherwise engaged. Maybe that's the time. Maybe on the bus to school or to work. Maybe on the train. But do think about when would work for you to be able to spend time with Jesus. And as well as making a special time to give your full attention to Jesus, try and find ways each day to stop for a moment and to be aware of his presence with you. You might put on a worship CD as you're having a journey in the car, or put a reminder on your phone to stop and pray for a few minutes at midday. You might bring to mind three things that you want to thank God for as you walk to school or to work. Or you might ask Jesus to clothe you with his love as you get dressed in the morning. The important thing is that we stay connected to Jesus. In 2002, in her Christmas message, Her Majesty the Queen said this: "I know just how much I rely on my own faith to guide me through the good times and the bad. Each day is a new beginning. I know that the only way to live my life is to try and do what is right, to take the long view, to give of my best in all that the day brings, and to put my trust in God. Like others of you draw inspiration from your own faith, I draw strength from the message of hope in the Christian gospel." You see, even the Queen needed to remember to turn to Jesus and connect with him each day, a great example for us all. And of course, we don't simply talk to Jesus. We also need to listen to what he says so that we can get to know him better. This isn't a monologue. It's a conversation. I'm sure many of you have heard the phrase that we were given one mouth and two ears, so we should potentially be looking to listen twice as much as we speak. I would say that's probably very accurate for our relationship with God. Now, one of the best ways of doing this is through reading the Bible. Maybe reading the Bible every day might be the way to do it. And if you don't have a Bible already, well, I've got some good news for you. We've got shops, online or physical shops, or even better, you can download a Bible online, even onto your phone. It is the most important book you will ever read in your life. And if you and I stay connected to Jesus, we will bear the good fruit of the Holy Spirit that we have heard about today. We're going to have a chance to all respond to what we've been thinking about today in a moment. In a moment, we will be singing our final song. Our second to last song. And within that, we're going to have a chance to respond with the string that you have on your sheet, on your seats. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Kirsten and Jeremy to come and get the rope and hold it at each end of the centre aisle. And I would invite you all to take your piece of string and to attach it to the rope. You see, some of you here might already know Jesus well and spend time with him each day. Others of you will have known Jesus well in the past but might have drifted away. Others of you will not really know Jesus at all and feel completely disconnected from him. And so this rope that we've been using in the service is going to be used to represent the vine of Jesus. And so as we stretch it down the center aisle, and as you attach your pieces of string to that vine, think about what this means for you. Think about what attaching yourself to the vine of Jesus means. Are you reattaching yourself? Are you attaching yourself for the first time? Or are you simply reaffirming that you are a part of that vine, one of the branches that Jesus calls us to be? And once you've tied your piece of string to the rope, you can then go and return to your place and carry on as we go to the end of the song. So if I can invite Jeremy and Kirsten to come and hold the rope in place, we're going to sing Everlasting Arms, the fact that we are all held in God's arms and we can lean hard in the everlasting love. So today we've been looking at when Jesus said that he is the vine, in other words, our source of life. We've seen that followers of Jesus are like the branches on a vine that are called to bear good fruit. The good fruit is love, joy, and peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If we're going to bear good fruit, we need to stay connected to Jesus, for without him, we can do nothing. And if we stay connected to Jesus through prayer and reading the Bible, amongst other things, we will bear good fruit.